Your drive to work is a whole lot better with Elizabeth and Radar.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
On The Mix.
Before you cut down those hostas in your yard and toss them to the curb because it's fall, and or maybe you're burning them, depending on where you live. But for me in West Dallas, you got to put them in the curb, and then the city comes by and sweeps them up. Thank those hostas for being the hero that they are.
Are they? Because we have some landscaping that we put in the back and ripped out some hostas, and the ghost of hostas past still like to show up every single year.
They're protecting you, and I'll tell you
those
why.
Those things are so durable.
I will tell you why I am thanking hostas for saving me from this, what could have been an awful, awful catastrophe here. I cooked up brats around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? So my wife and I are done playing pickleball, and we come home, and I'm going to cook up some brats. So I turned the grill burners off after we grill, and I kept the grill outside, of course. But after a while, I'll put the grill in the garage for overnight. I don't like to leave it out. I just keep my grill nice and pristine. So we grill
That's
up.
That's the most Radar thing ever.
Totally. It's a dad thing here, okay?
I see your workspace, yeah.
Look, I don't wash it and wax it like some people do. I'm not going to name names. Jim Bratz, my father-in-law. Anyway.
Wait, his last name is Bratz?
Yes.
You're cooking brats? That's amazing.
So we make brats. I bring them in. We're eating, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, it's really starting to get dark now. I'm going to put the grill in the garage. So I roll it in the garage, go walk the dog, play with the dog. We're hanging out outside. Now it's really starting to get dark. But what's bothering me is this one hosta that I keep walking by because it's getting all crispy. You know, it's like, it's fall. It's starting to say, hey, I've had it for the year. Not a lot of rain lately. So this one's starting
to... frost has happened already.
Yeah, this one's starting to really get crunchy. So I'm like, you know, why don't you take care of that tomorrow? No, you know what? I'm outside with the dog. It's before bedtime. It's dark now. The grill's been put away. Before I close the garage up for the night, I'm going to cut this hosta. I got to cut this thing. It's talking to me. It's saying, cut me down and put me in the street now. Because you're not going to have time tomorrow, which I don't. I've got El Verno volleyball and I've got other things going on. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to have time tomorrow. I'm going to cut it down right now. I go in the garage and I'm like, man, smells like Mike, the neighbor, is grilling too. I don't think he's home though. His house is all dark. I'm like, what's going on? So I grab the shears, go out there and I slice the hosta down. Take that one and throw it in the street with the other ones. I come back into the garage and I hang up the shears and I go, man, it almost smells like his grill is on, but he's not home.
I love it because you are so neighborhood watch.
Absolutely. But we always like to talk and say, what are you grilling over there? But I'm like, he's not home. What is smelling like a grill? Just before I close the garage for the night, and we have a detached garage, I look at the grill. One burner is still on. I had left one of the burners on.
Wow.
My grill was on for over 2 hours on that one far right side.
Oh, and that was getting hot.
Yeah, well, it was on medium, so it wasn't like on full blast.
But geez, that's going to get warm.
And I almost said, you know what, close the garage, leave it. Who knows? My garage could have burned down. Because for some reason...
Absolutely, that's how those things happen.
I flipped those things really fast, bringing the food in, and I must not have turned that last one because there's three burners. So I went, one, two, and then maybe I missed this one.
You are lucky.
I am lucky that hosta was talking to me. You got to thank the hosta for this situation. And I told my wife, Jess, I'm like, if it wasn't for that hosta talking to me, saying,
you would have been
down,
in the house for the night.
I would have said, Gibby, doggy, in the house, let's go. Close the garage and been done. Who knows what would have happened?
Did you get lucky?
The hosta helped me. Saved the garage from burning down. The hosta is a hero without a cape.
Hosta.
I am telling you.
Wow. It just makes you want to say, hasta luego.
Or hasta la vista.